This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
The 90s were a wild time. And I don't think we realized, you know, I think a lot of us remember the 90s very nostalgically and warm. And it was a lot of fun being a teenager in the 90s. But a recent interview that Jennifer Love Hewitt did really kind of shined a light on, like, how we don't remember this part. Listen to what she had to say.
Oh my God, there were grown men talking to me at 16 about my breasts, like just openly on a talk show, and people were laughing about it. And I was like, I don't even remember that. Like, I really didn't take that part of it in. But in hindsight, it was very strange, I think, to like become a sex symbol sort of for people before I even knew what that was.
Right. Like, I kind of like it, like hearing that clip. The 90s, it was totally acceptable to completely sexualize teenage girls.
It was.
It's,
I mean,
crazy.
Think about Britney Spears.
Yeah. Like, how old was she, Kevin, when Hit Me Baby One More Time came out?
Let me see.
I want to say like 17.
I don't even think she was that old.
Really?
Yeah. While Kevin looks that up, I mean, here's another thing. I don't know. You probably don't remember this, but there were like countdowns to when the Olsen twins turned 18.
What?
Yeah.
That definitely wasn't anything being discussed in my circle of friends, but...
Well, you had a bunch of ladies.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, but it wasn't just something, though, that, like, happened, like, with, like, your friends. Just like what Jennifer Love Hewitt was just talking about. It was on national TV. It was a joke. It was funny. Like, it's crazy. Well, how old was she, Kevin?
17.
So, okay, she was 17 when that came out. She was dressed like a very sexy little cheerleader or
no,
Catholic schoolgirl.
School yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And the whole song, I still don't know what the hell that song is about. No. But, like, it definitely has undertones of something.
Well, I mean, I think Hit Me Baby One More Time is like, let's smash again, right?
I guess. I don't know. Like, it's weird because it seems like we've come so far, but then at the same time, it seems like we've gone back in time, like, to beyond the 90s. Like, am I alone in thinking like that?
Well, yes and no, I think. One of the things that what this tells me is for everybody that wants to rail against wokeism, being woke got us to a point where we don't sexualize teenagers in public and for entertainment.
Right.
So
as a goof.
Right. So as much as people want to like hate on it, thank God.
Kevin, look up how old Billie Eilish was when Bad Guy came out.
Okay, Billie.
I'm just curious about that.
Why?
Have you ever listened to the words of that? It's way worse than Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah, I have.
And was she a teenager when that song came out?
I believe so.
How old, Kevin?
It came out 2019. When was she born?
I'll let you do the math on that.
It's a two-part question.
Because, like, if she was a teenager, we haven't come that far then.
But that's her. I think the difference is that's her saying it.
She was 18.
Okay, so she was 18.
But
okay.
Also, it's her saying it. There is something to, I mean.
You mean she wrote it?
It's coming from her.
There's and her brother, which is a little weird.
Oh, yeah, okay. There's something different when it's coming from somebody else, especially like a grown-up man. Don't you think?
I guess so. Because Britney Spears, like, she was a product.
Right.
Like a grown man wrote that song. That's true. That's true. Text messages coming into 909-1065. The same thing was also done to boys at that time. If you think about movies from the 90s where little boys were kissed romantically on the mouth by older women or grown women, like the movie Blank Check, where the little boy was kissed by a grown woman. Did we have a much loosey-goosier view of sexuality on whether or not it was acceptable to do it to anybody under 18 in the 90s? Yes. I'll say yes.
I think in the 90s it was a lot more acceptable for a mom character be into like a high school boy.
Look, Stifler's mom.
Right.
Perfect example right there. So I don't know. It's just, hearing that clip and hearing Jennifer Love Hewitt talk about her experience, I don't know. It just made me reflect on that whole time period in our youth.
I'm glad that we are living in an age where it's at least frowned upon.
Yeah.
Even if it's happening, it's a little bit more behind closed doors.
I mean, hey, listen, there was a period of time where women were getting married when they were 12 years old. They were having babies by the time they were 14.
Right.
Barack Obama said progress is a game of inches. So maybe he meant to say centuries. I'm not quite sure. But listen, I'm just glad we're at least moving forward direction.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.